Has Oregon repealed freedom of religion? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The operators of a bakery in Oregon have now been ordered to pay damages of $135,000 for refusing to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple back in 2013. But the decision doesn't stop there. Oregon's Labor Bureau also ruled that Aaron and Melissa Klein, who ran the bakery, violated the law just by explaining publicly why they turned the women away.
I didn't want to be a part of her marriage, which I think is wrong.
I am who I am, and I choose to serve God.
I'd rather stand up for what I believe in and what I feel is right than to bow down to this.
The state said that those comments on the Christian Broadcasting Network were also a violation because in saying that they would stand up for their faith, the Kleins were essentially declaring that they intended to discriminate in the future. The Klein's attorney, Anna Harmon, says the state has denied her clients their constitutional rights.
The state official telling an American citizen what he can or cannot say, particularly in this case where it was something as benign as we will stand strong in our faith, it's scary.
In response, a spokesman for Oregon's Labor Bureau told me that preaching your Christian faith is your constitutional right unless your intent is to send a message that you won't serve gay people. As far as the state of Oregon is concerned, using religion to justify not serving gay people is like posting a whites-only sign over a water fountain and then trying to make it legal by adding the words, because God said so. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.